Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 90 degrees. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's hot outside in Las Vegas. Yes, it's hot here in the desert in Las Vegas. We're getting close to summertime weather. And the spring is very warm in the desert in Las Vegas. So entertain yourself. Come to Vegas, and we're almost open, wide open. We're at 80% openness right now. But they're saying by June 1st, we may be at 100%. Occupancy, where everything can be open at full occupancy. So we'll wait and see what happens with all the virus, with all of the people that get the shot. They still have to get the vaccination. And once we're at 100% vaccination in the state of Nevada, then Vegas will open up 100% to all of the incoming visitors coming in from all over the world. Because after all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. So, let's talk sports. G-Money Sports Report. Let's talk NBA basketball. Yes, today is the day after Cinco de Mayo. I hope everybody had a happy Mexican holiday. You ate plenty of tacos. They had all kinds of taco trucks around the city that had taco specials. So everybody was eating tacos and drinking tequila shots all day long. So a lot of my friends, well, they didn't get up feeling too good this morning because they drank all day yesterday at all the social events throughout Las Vegas. And they went home and went to sleep, and they woke up this morning with a hangover. Oh, boy, the tequila sunrise hangover, the margarita hangover, and the straight tequila shot hangover. Boy, I don't blame them. I don't envy them for the headache that they woke up with this morning. It was a real banger in the head this morning. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't envy those days. I remember when I was in college and I woke up with some of those hangovers from some of those fraternity parties that I went to at night the night before. And the next day, I was just through. I couldn't even get out of bed. My head was just banging all over the place. Oh, wait. Boy, being in college was a lot of fun. But you had headaches in the morning when you had all that fun the night before. So anyway, let's talk NBA basketball on May 6, 2021. So, DJ, Papa D, are you in the building?
Yes, sir. Right here, ready to go.
All right. Well, let's talk NBA West Division, West Coast, the Western Conference. Let's start off with Utah in the Northwest Division. Who's up there with Utah playing with the big boys?
The Utah Jazz are on top in the Northwest with 48 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 44 wins. Both the Jazz and the Nuggets have clinched a playoff spot. In third place is the Portland Trail Blazers with 37 wins, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunders and the Minnesota Timberwolves, both of whom are no longer in the playoff contention.
Oh, okay. The Oklahoma Thunders and who was the other team?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves. Okay, so they're out of contention. All right. Well, let's see what's going on in the Pacific Division with the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's see what's going on in that division.
In the Pacific Division, the Phoenix Suns are on top with 47 wins, followed by the L.A. Clippers with 44 wins. Both the Suns and the Clippers have clinched a playoff spot. In third place, the Los Angeles Lakers have 37 wins. The Golden State Warriors have 33 wins. And the Sacramento Kings have 29 wins.
Okay. All of those teams are still in contention for the playoffs? Nobody's been eliminated yet?
No one's eliminated.
It sounds like they can still run for the road. That's good to know. My Lakers are still in the running. All right, let's talk about the Southwest Division. Let's talk about those, who do I want to talk about? The Dallas Mavericks.
Southwest?
Yeah, the Southwest Division. The Dallas Mavericks and the San Antonio Spurs and who else? The Memphis Grizzlies? Is that who else is in that division? The Southwest Division. DJ Papa D, did you disappear on us?
No, I thought you were still trying to think of who else is in that division.
No, I just wanted to know the top three teams in that division. I don't think anybody else is going to make the playoffs in that division. So the top three was all I was interested in. So I think is it the Memphis Grizzlies? Is that the name of the Memphis team in that division?
Right. The Dallas Mavericks are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 33 wins. Third place is the San Antonio Spurs with 31 wins. Fourth, the New Orleans Pelicans with 30 wins. And in fifth, the Houston Rockets, who have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh, Houston Rockets, they're gone. All right. Well, we knew Houston wasn't going to make the playoffs. They didn't get any kind of firepower toward the end of the season for them to even be considered in the playoffs. But I'm glad to know the Pelicans are still in it. So that's good. They got some good players, and I'd like to see them playing some ball in the playoffs. So that's good. So what's the order of the teams that made the playoffs in the Western Division, the Western Conference? So team number one, is that the Utah Jazz?
So Utah Jazz is number one. Phoenix Suns are number two. The Denver Nuggets and the Clippers are next. So that's three and four. Dallas Mavericks, Lakers, Trailblazers, Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors, and San Antonio Spurs.
What about the Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah, I said the Trailblazers. The Jazz, the Suns, the Nuggets, Clippers, the Mavericks, the Lakers, Trailblazers, Grizzlies, Warriors, and the Spurs.
Okay. And that's the order right there? So the Spurs
that's
is team number 10 in the playoff hunt, right?
That's
and
correct.
The
in the Western
State
Conference.
Are number 9 in the Western Conference. All right. Well, Golden State has a good team, and the San Antonio Spurs have a good team. Both of them have been to the playoffs, and both of them have championship rings. So I'm glad to know that they're not out of contention, because when the time gets tough, the tough get going. So they'll be in the running. So that's good to know. Okay. Let's go to the Eastern Conference and let's see what's happening with the Central Division with the Milwaukee Bucks and their other counterparts, the Indiana Pacers.
The Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 42 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 30 wins. Chicago Bulls have 26 wins. And the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons are out of playoff contention with 21 and 19 wins accordingly.
Okay. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons are both out of the playoffs. We'll see you guys next year when the basketball season gets up and running. So we'll see what's happening with you. Okay, what about the Atlantic Division? Let's see what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And let's see, how about the New York Knicks? Are they still in the running?
The Philadelphia 76ers are on top with 45 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets with 43 wins. Both the Nets and 76ers have clinched playoff spots. In third place, it's the New York Knicks with 37 wins, the Boston Celtics with 35, and the Toronto Raptors with 27 wins.
Okay. Well, the Toronto Raptors are trying to hold on to a place for their Canadian team. So that's good. They're the only ones that are still in contention from Canada. All right. So let's see what's going on in the Southeastern Division. How about the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets? What's going on in the Southeastern Division?
The Atlanta Hawks are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Miami Heat with 35 wins. The Charlotte Hornets have 32 wins. The Washington Wizards have 30 wins. And out of playoff contention, the Orlando Magic has 21 wins.
Oh, Orlando Magic. I love your uniforms, people. But too bad you won't be in the playoffs this year. So, that's good. Okay, so tell me the order of the teams that make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
Philadelphia 76ers are on top with 45 wins. Then it's the Brooklyn Nets in second, Milwaukee Bucks in third, New York Knicks and Atlanta Hawks fourth and fifth, Boston Celtics and Miami Heat, 6th and 7th. 8th is the Charlotte Hornets, 9th Indiana Pacers, and 10th Washington Wizards.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like they're lining up in the East to play ball for the playoffs. That should be really interesting, especially with Philadelphia and the Brooklyn Nets controlling the conference. Boy, the Milwaukee Bucks led the way all the way toward the end, and then they fell off. So now they're number three in the playoffs. But we got Philadelphia 76ers leading the way, and the Brooklyn Nets are right behind them. So that should be a good playoff series for the East. It should really be exciting. All right. Well, that's G-Money Basketball NBA Sports Report for May 6, 2021. Okay. Let's look at the NHL, the National Hockey League, and let's see what's going on in the Northern Conference, the Northern Division of the NHL.
In the North Division, the Toronto Maple Leafs are on top with 33 wins, followed by the Edmonton Oilers with 32 wins. The New York Jets, or I'm sorry, the Calgary Jets. No, not the Jets. The Winnipeg Jets. have 28 wins. The Montreal Canadiens have 24 wins. The Calgary Flames have 22. The Ottawa Senators have 21 wins. And the Vancouver Canucks bring up the rear with 19 wins.
All right. Well, what's going on in the Eastern Division?
In the East, the Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Penguins are on top with 35 wins, followed by the Washington Capitals with 34 wins. The Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders both have 31 wins. The New York Rangers have 26 wins. Philadelphia Flyers, 23 wins. New Jersey Devils, 18 wins, and the Buffalo Sabres bringing up the rear with 15 wins.
Okay. Well, let's go down to the bottom, to the Central Division. What's happening with them today?
The Carolina Hurricanes and the Tampa Bay Lightning are both on top with 36 wins, followed by the Florida Panthers, who have 35 wins. The Nashville Predators have 29 wins. The Dallas Stars have 21. The Chicago Blackhawks have 22 wins. the Detroit Red Wings have 18 wins and bringing up the rear, the Columbus Blue Jackets with 17 wins.
Okay. And last but not least, let's go to the Western Conference. What are they doing with the Las Vegas Golden Knights leading the way?
In the West Division, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Colorado Avalanche with 34 wins, Minnesota Wild has 33 wins, St. Louis Blues 24, Arizona Coyotes have 22 wins. The LA Kings are next with 21 wins as along with the San Jose Sharks, who also have 21 wins. Bringing up the rear, the Anaheim Ducks have 17 wins.
All right.
And that is NHL hockey.
All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for May 6, 2021. So, everybody, make your bet so that you can win some money in the sports book as the teams are going into the playoff competition to get started in the playoffs. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Y'all,
Master K.
potatoes, the funky chicken,
watch yourself,
the swim, the backwalk like Michael Jackson, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot.
Getting money, jump ball. Getting money, jump ball.
Stop in the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk. Lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one, step two, step one, step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
That's right. Up to the... Woo, woo, doggy style.
Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp.
Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
I'm G-Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Money, jump ball.
Big booty girls run the world. Be careful what you're working with. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss?
And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for your listening audience. But before then, I want to tell you a real short joke. The joke is, I knew a guy that knew a girl that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him, I said, what did you call her? He said, I call her IHOP. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Okay. And I knew a girl that had like 3 strands of hair. And she put grease on her head and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Ah. You know, there was a man that went in the house and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in and he said, hey, what's going on in here? And his wife looked at the other man and said, see, I told you my husband was stupid. Alright, there was a man that went in the house and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And, no, he caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And he was like, he told his wife, he said, I want you to get out of my house and I don't want to see you ever again. Get out of my life forever. Pack your shit and go. And he did just that. And then he walked up to his best friend and said, put his fingers in his face. And he looked at him dead in his eyes, and he said, bad dog. Okay. And a man walked in to a room, and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And he said, what the hell is going on in here? And his wife looked at the other man and said, I told you he was stupid. I think that's a repeat. It's a repeat. So anyway, Las Vegas, it's time for me to tell you a real story. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, because I'm going to tell you a real good story right now. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show and for some more music as we continue the show.
So I finished my lunch, and I'm sitting around the office, and I'm wondering, you know, what else do I have to do? And they come to me and they say, well, we only got a little more work to do in the office, but it's almost 2 o'clock. And you're off at 2 because we paid you for 8 hours. So we'll be giving you a check for about $40. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I finished my lunch, and I'm sitting around just waiting to get paid. And they give me a check, and they tell me I can go to Sahara Casino on Sahara Boulevard, and I can cash my check. And I go, okay. And I walk up to Sahara, which is about a mile away from Labor Ready. But I walk all the way up to Sahara, and I go in the casino, and I go to the bar, and I tell them I want to cash my check. And they said, sure, no problem. We cash checks here. In fact, for cashing your check here, we'll give you a free drink. And I'm like, oh, I'm with that all day long. I'll take a free drink. So they give me a free drink, and I'm drinking my drink. And after I cash my check, now I got $40 in my pocket. And I'm like, hey, this is all right. So I take $5 and put it in the machine at the bar, and I'm playing the gaming machine. And I really don't play these machines too much. So I really don't know the strategies of all of these machines, especially the ones that are around the bar. Unless it's Keno or Bingo, I don't really know what I'm doing. So I'm just pushing buttons. I'm playing like 25 cents a hand, and I'm playing. And I'm talking to the bartender, because she's not really busy. It's not really a crowd in the casino right now. It's the middle of the day, but most of the people are at work, and there aren't a lot of people just hanging out in the casino. So I'm sitting up there, and I'm talking to the bartender, and we're just shooting the breeze, you know. I'm talking to her, and since I'm playing on the gaming machine, I get free drinks while I'm playing. So I get a couple more drinks,
and I'm drinking and I'm playing, and I'm only playing one quarter at a time. So I'm trying to make the game last as long as possible. Because, after all, as long as I'm playing, I can drink for free. And I'm drinking, and I'm playing, and some more ladies come and sit next to the bar, and they order drinks, and I'm talking to them, and I find out they're from out of town. They're here on vacation. And I'm like, hey, that sounds good. What's happening? Where are you from? And they tell me they're from Kansas. And I say, where Dorothy's from? Well, from the Wizard of Oz? You're from Kansas? And they laugh. They think I'm funny. And I tell them, well, I'm a comedian. So, you know, if you think I'm funny, you ain't heard nothing yet. I got jokes for you. And they go, oh, really? You're funny. And I say, yes, ma'am, that's what I do here for a living. Although right now I'm just working temporary service down at Labor Ready. So, you know, I came down here to cash my check. But I got a little money. I'm just enjoying life and enjoying the casino. And we sit up and we talk. And they tell me all about Kansas. And I'm like, well, they got the Kansas City Royals, the baseball team. I know about them. And they got the Kansas City Chiefs football team, and I know about them. And they got some Kansas City team in basketball, but I don't know who they are because I'm a Lakers fan. So that's all I know is that, you know, I follow the Lakers. I don't know anything about any basketball teams except for the Lakers. So I'm sitting up there and I'm talking with the ladies. And they're really fascinated with me. They think I'm really nice. And we hang out. And then we go into the casino, and they got a band playing. So we go sit and listen to the band. And I'm listening to the band play, and the band is playing a lot of R&B. So I'm listening, and they're playing pretty good. So I'm really excited about listening to the band because, you know, I'm a promoter. So I got my eyes always on the band because I always want to be able to find a good band that I can book in concert somewhere where I can make some money off the band. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking and I'm investigating and I'm checking the band out. And the band is playing, and we're having a good time. I'm listening to the band, and even the girls decide they want me to get up and dance. Well, I do that too. I'm a dancer. So I get up with a couple of the ladies that are here on vacation, and I'm dancing with them. And then I find out it's like 12 or 15 of them. And they all come in, and, you know, some of them are outside because they said they brought their kids with them, and their kids are outside at the water park. The Sahara Casino has a big water park with giant slides, and they're on the outside. So the kids are at the pool, swimming in the pool and sliding on the giant slides and stuff. So I'm sitting up with the mothers, and I'm having a good time. I'm talking, and we're dancing, and we're having a good time. And we go to the slot machine because the band is on the main floor. So we can sit in on the main floor, and we can listen to the band, and we can play on the slot machine. So I'm with a lot of the ladies, and they're playing the slot machines, and I'm playing on one of the machines with the ladies. And as long as I'm playing, I'm drinking. That's right, because when you're playing, you can drink in Vegas. So I'm getting free drinks, and I'm talking to the waitresses that are coming and bringing us our drinks. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying myself. I'm talking to the women. I'm having a great time. And plus, we're listening to the band, and the band is playing really good music. I'm really impressed with the music that they're playing. And so we're playing on the slot machines, and we're drinking, and we're talking, and everything is good. We're having a good time. And I'm drinking, and I keep switching up my drinks because I started off drinking wine, and then I switched it up, and now I'm drinking Bacardi and Coke, and then I switch up, and I'm drinking 151 and Coke. So I'm starting to get a little buzz, but I'm feeling good, so I keep playing, and I'm still drinking. And we're having a good time. And I'm listening to the music that's playing. And everything is great. We're having a great time. And one of the ladies tells me that she has to go outside and check on the kids. So I go, okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And she says, I don't want you to leave. I want to talk to you some more. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting in here listening to the band, and I got nothing else to do today. I'm off of work, so I'm just hanging out. And since you ladies are being real nice to me, I'm going to sit here and entertain you. And we do that. I'm sitting and having a good time.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Touch ya, she will awaken. young, let freedom all that she knows, love, love. When you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owed, and the silence when you still blush. But only she can hear, so she goes.
See, I know you have it hard sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Oh, baby. A flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. It's you, baby. It's you.
Like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides, and my name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow, and I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, because we have a contest where I'm giving away $50 cash to the winner of the contest. What I want is caller number 17 to call in and tell me the name of this song. DJ Papa D is going to play a short excerpt from the song, and I want you to call in and be caller number 17 and tell me what the name of this song is. And if you're the 17th caller and you know the name of the song, I'll give you $50. That's right. I got $50 right here to give you to name this song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. All right. Well, that's the clip from the song. So I want caller number 17 to call in and name the name of that song. And if you're the 17th caller and you have the correct title to the name of the song, I'll give you $50. That's right, 5-0, $50 cash money for the winning title to the song. So you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of that song. So DJ Papa D, play a clip from that song again for my listening audience. All right. So you listened to the clip of that song. So now you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of the song. and you can win $50 cash prize right here on G-Money's radio station. So call in and be caller number 17. So remember, keep calling until number 17 either calls in with the answer to the question, or we get an answer to the name of the song. So keep calling. All right. DJ Papa G, while we're waiting for the callers to call in and name that song, I'll play another song for us while we're waiting. Play one of my songs. Let's see. How about play candy. I like candy. So let's play candy for the listening audience. And we'll be back in 5 minutes to see if caller 17 has the answer to the name of this song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, nope. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman.
except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get popped. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's time for me to give a winner. And I don't know if I had a 17th caller. I guess not. I didn't get a 17th caller to call in and win the prize naming the song of the day. So I'll have to put the money up until Monday's radio show at 3 o'clock. We'll name that movie on Monday. But in the meantime, the name of this song, actually, I won't even tell you the name of the song right now. We'll play the song for you, and it has the name of the song in the song. So DJ Prophet D, play the song for the listening audience. And then after the song, you can tell us what the title of the song is. I think it's My Parliament. If I'm not mistaken.
Feeling as the breeze.
All right. Las Vegas. I don't know the name of that song. I think it's called Peanut Butter. No, but it's by Parliament. I know that much. So DJ Papa D, tell us the name of that song.
You were right. The name of the song is Peanut Butter, and it's by Lenny White, who used to be with Tower of Power.
Oh, okay. I think he's a guitar player with Tower of Power.
I was wrong. He was never with Tower of Power. He was with Chick Corea. He's a drummer, and he played with Chick Corea and Miles Davis and Freddie Humphrey. Freddie Hubbard. Old school jazz, and then he created a group called 29 and Lenny White and 29 is the group that put out that song Peanut Butter in 1980.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Peanut Butter, 1980, by Lenny Bruce and his boys that made up the band. Lenny White and 29. All right. Well, that's Peanut Butter, people. That's the name of that song. So, all right. Well, since we didn't get a winner, we'll put the money away for Monday's radio show. So I guess it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So thank you, brother, DJ Papa D and DJ Big Nasty. It's time for us to shut it down and for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. Oh, but before we go, let's say happy birthday to our birthday members today. May 6th, 2021. So how many birthdays do we have to say happy birthday to today?
We have quite a few birthdays today. I want to start off with Toynisha Lowe, who turned 38 years old today. Happy birthday, Toynisha. Miss J. Misha turned 22 years old. Happy birthday, Miss J. Misha. Yamali Pamplin turned 30 years old today. Happy birthday, Yamali. Nicole Henderson Pearl Jackson. Nicole Hidden Pearl Jackson turned 46 years old. Looks like Nicole is an AKA. James Tucker turned 70 years old today. Happy 70th, Mr. Tucker. Also, Kimberly Peters has a birthday today. Kimberly is a Zeta. Shahid Mohammed is 50 years old today. He's a Sigma. Nicole Higgins has a birthday today, or Nicholas Higgins, I'm sorry. Nicholas is 26 years old. Robert Jordan is 48 years old. Happy birthday, Robert. Walter Taylor Jr. has a birthday today. Deborah Allen has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Deborah. George McIntyre Sr. Rebecca Severe is 29 years old. Happy birthday, Zeta, Phi Beta, Rebecca Severe. Sharon Twin Denson is 53 today. And happy birthday, Sharon. Tamarin Ward is 27. And Last but not least, Stephen Skipworth. Skipworth is a Sigma, and today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Stephen. And that's it for birthdays on May 6th, 2021.
All right. All right. Happy birthday to all the Zetas and all the Sigmas and all the Greek fraternities and sororities that are telling happy birthdays today. Celebrating the birthday on May 6th, 2021. So I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody, that was born on May 6th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Happy birthday, y'all. Have a good day. Hope you get some today. I mean, you know, get some cake. Happy birthday. All right. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Be careful. Wear your mask when you're out in public. And make sure you have social distance, 6 feet or more. And make sure you're washing your hands at every opportunity. Anytime you touch anything, make sure you go and wash your hands. Because we don't want you to take anything home with you that you didn't leave with this morning. So, have a good day. Be careful. God loves you, and I love you also. Have a good day. I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet.
and he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.